So the Shas Rika, it'll depend. If the guy can't be an Ochel, now we have to look back into the framework. And so far as the Chalashem and the Chefza, that there was a Monui, that you can't deny. Because he was Monui, which was a Kiyam and a Kar. But insofar as the being Matir, the Basar, for this guy to be an Ochel, and so far as the matir of Zrika for the busser, for this guy to be an ochel, if he's not a money lechel, you can't be matir for him. There you can't say the objective is insignificant. The objective is very significant insofar as the achilas habasa. The Zrika is matir the, so the Zrika has a double function. The Zrika is a kim and a carbon, it's matir the busser. So insofar as being matir the busser for achila, if he's not capable of eating, so now he can't be money lechel at this moment. So therefore, the objective is significant insofar as being matir the busser for achila. You can't say it's not, you can't just say it's chalashem, that's a real objective. But insofar as the carbon having a monui over it, over there, it doesn't matter the fact that he can't eat. He still has a monui over it. So therefore, the halacha is that what? That the carbon is concerned, yotzei dechavasa. And so far as the carbon is concerned, you can't take it over. As far as the actual heter habasa, the heter habasa stems from the fact that he's a monui lechol b'shas rika. And he's not a monui lechol b'shas rika. Yes. Oh, are you, let me see. Yeah. Hello? How you doing? Okay. This one? Hello? Hello? I'm saying, I mean, when you see a piece like a poem yesterday, you have to stop and appreciate it. I mean, it's just the beauty of the idea is it just draws a person. But I would say there are, it's like one thing, but there's two facets to it. And one facet, he shows you the difference between a process with an objective, where the objective plays a role, an essential role vis-a-vis the process, and where the objective is just an accident. It's just an accidental feature. That itself is an amazing concept. So that's why he's saying vis-a-vis the kiyum and the carbon pesach, the objective of the process is an accident. The essence is the fact that he's a monad, you see. But vis-a-vis the achilas habasa, over there the objective is an essence. And therefore, if he's an enoroi, if he can't be related to the objective, then he's mufka vis-a-vis the achilas habasa. I mean, that you have to really stop and think about that, the beauty of that differentiation. That's an essential logical difference that he's pointing out. I mean, most of the Reb Chaims, the amazing thing about them is it's like a newfound logical structure that which is a basic, very basic in terms of its logical structure. You see that he points to. Here's a good example, very good example. The other point he made was the concept of bilus and minu, where it could be interpreted in two ways. One, like the Rambam, that bilus retains its original definition, but now it operates through a new means, not through mamoin, but through being a gavra ha'ochel. That's one thing. And the other way, the other idea is that essentially carbon pesach demands minui. That's because of the kiyum carbon demands a totally different type of phenomenon of minui. And bilus emerges accidentally, so to speak. It's an essential property which emerges via the unique structure of the character of Pesach. So it's a really different concept. It is a different concept of Bilus. It's a different concept of a Bala Korban, according to the Rach and according to the Rambam. The Rambam retains the old definition of Bilus. But Bilus can be expressed in your mastery in terms of the Korban, you own the mumminess in the Korban, or because of you're an Ochel in the Korban. It's both Bilus. But according to the Rach, the bilus emerges from it through a different process. the Kiyum Korbanim has certain demands, and because of those demands, the Bailim emerges. Because he is the one that is most essentially related. It's not typical Bailus. It's Bailus from a different angle. Because Bailus, a Bala Korban, means the one that's most essentially related to the Korban. But it's not the concept, the ordinary concept of Bailus. And that's the difference between the Rambam and between the Rach. Where the Minui is essentially a new form of Bailus, or whether in this case the old form of Bailus doesn't apply over here. But over here we have the Kiyum Korban demands a phenomenon of Minui. And because it demands a phenomenon of Minui, the one that is the most closely related to the Korban is the Monui. And that's why he becomes the Bailam. It's a different concept, a different idea. That's the question. The question is whether Bailus in Korban Pesach is ordinary Bailus through another means, you see? Through another means over here. The means is the Ochel, because it's designated for Achila. That's the Rambam. Or there's a different idea of a Bala Korban over here. Over here, Bala Korban is a different concept altogether. He's the one that is engaged in the Korban in the way that is essential to its structure, to the Kiyum Korban. That's why you need the two psukim. That's halacha. The Kiyum Korban demands a monui. And that's why in this case, it's not a bailam really, it's a monui. Monui is what generates bailus, because bailus is the one who is most integrally related to the Korban. But here he becomes related to the Korban not through bailus, but through the institution of Minui is what generates the Bailus. It's not that the Bailus generates the Minui, you could say. You could put it that way. That according to the Rambam, the Bailus generates demands and generates the Minui. And the Bala Korban, so the Korban is looking for a Baal. Over here, along comes Minui La'achila to supply the demand. Over according to the Racha, it works on the opposite side. That Minui is Allah, and the structure and character of the Pesach demands a Monui, and through Minui, Bailus comes into existence. Somehow, through Minui, Bailus all of a sudden emerges, because the one that is most related to the Kiyum Korban over here is the Monui. So he's a Bailum because he's most related to the Kiyum Korban. And that's why he's a Bailus. It's a different concept. The Minui generates the Bailus. According to the Rambam, the Bailus generates the Minui. As a description, that would be a good way to put it. Okay. Let me explain again. The Monui is just the key, insofar as the Korban is concerned, is just the key of Monui. That's all it is. But in order to be a Monui, you must have a Chilgus, must be a Monui for something. That's where the second half of his concept comes in. That a monui means a monui has an objective. But the objective is non-essential vis-a-vis the Kiyum Korban, but it's essential when it comes to the institution of Achila. That's the first point. It's a conceptual structure on two layers. It's two layers to his thought. Two layers to his thought. Okay, do you see it? Okay. I think it's clear. I mean, I'll say it again. I mean, he shows you when you have a process with an objective that in one sphere the objective could be essential, in another sphere it's accidental. So in the sphere of Achilas HaPesach, it's essential. In the sphere of the Kiyum Korban, it's accidental. Okay, so this scenario of Chaim in this he brings down the whole sugya there, and the basic point in Rashi is that, and this is we explained on the other tape, if you go through the sugya, that basically what Rashi's saying is that it comes out over here at this point in the Gemara, it comes out that the psul of Arlis can only take place if it's Menuyev as well. Because if it's Menuyev and it's Kulo Arelim, so then the psul is that the Avoda is characterized as an Avoda Ba'arlos. And that's possible by the Korban Pesach. And that everybody holds away. So where's the room for Machlekes? The only room for Machlekes is where it's Eino Menuyev and it's Arlos. So then the psul of the direct psul of arlus won't apply. You have to learn the sugya over there. But the only psul will be, the only question will be, the psul of what? The psul of ena minuyov. Because it shall, there's two groups, minuyim and ena minuyim. And the ena minuyim are relim also. Now, if he does the shechita in order to do the zrika l'shem arelim she'eno minuyov, now there's going to be a machlokes, is this a psul in the carbon of shini baila? On one side, according to Rabba says it's kosher, and Rav Chista says pasul. So according to Rabba, it's kosher. Why? Because he holds that, what are you saying, it's Shini Bailam, but this guy's an oral. So it doesn't qualify as a Shinui. So it's kosher. And according to Rav Chisda, no, the fact that he's an oral doesn't help you. Doesn't help you because of oil, doesn't help you. So that's the machlekes. So the Rav Chaim is saying, but according to Rashi, he's throwing the machlekes into a whole different sphere. It's out of the realm of the psul. It's not a question of whether arlus is posel. That everybody agrees on how arlus works in terms of possible psul carbon. But the question is, in the psul of eno minuyov, can arlus save you? So it's really a side question. It's a question of poel. It has nothing to do with arlus per se. It's a question of whether an accidental feature over here can enter the carbon via arlus and remove the psul of shinui bailam. So arlus is completely accidental. I mean, I just want to tell you why Reb Chaim is saying that it's not mashmer from the Gemara that way. It's not just saying it's not mashmer from the Lashon Gemara. It's not mashmer from the logics of the Gemara. Because according to Rashi, the role of arlus has been reduced to an accidental feature. The arlus has been reduced to a complete accident now. Now arlus doesn't, we don't care about arlus. The question is, the psul is really is shini baila? That's the real psul. Question is, if there is a, do I say that shini baila exists here because it just so happens I have arlus, which makes it absurd, so now it's not a shini, or do I say no, that's not considered absurd because it still qualifies for shini? So arlus has been reduced to an accident. The role of arlus has been reduced to that of an accident. It's not essential anymore. And from the sugya, it's mashma that arlus is essentially the machlokes. It's an essential feature. That's Reb Chaim's point. I mean, the real machlokes is not arlus, it's hol. The real machlokes is hol. It just so happens that arlus is something which accidentally lends itself to removal. So now it's a question of hol. So the whole machlekes is a machlekes in hol. It's not a machlekes that arlus just happens to be a convenient phenomenon that can throw you into the parsha of hol. And the question is, when I have a shinui bailim, so the halacha is that the shinui bailim has to be a shinui, and if it's too far removed, it's not a shinui. Over here, it's too far removed, but if I use the institution of ho'ol, it'll qualify, it'll bring it back as a shinui, because I'll say it's not too far removed. So the whole arlus is just because of the nature of arlus physical, the physical nature of arlus is such that it'll throw you into a question of ho'ol. And so the machlekes is really machlekes in ho'ol. It has nothing to do with arlus per se. That's why Reb Chaim says that the Rambam didn't like that idea. He didn't like... No, it's not an arlus per se anymore. Arlus is just a hechi timtza of, hole. That's it. Yeah. If you have hole, which is a question of that, which in the machlekes is a shini baila. Okay. And basically, the Reb Chaim will come, because according to the Reb Chaim, I mean, you see, the Rambam differentiates between arlus and between what? Shlalocha. I mean, the way what Reb Chaim is saying is the following: that there's two ways to learn the machlokas with arlus. One is that arlus is an intrinsic psul. That's the way Rashi learns. But if it's an intrinsic psul, so where's the room for machlokas? Everybody holds arlus as a psul. So the answer is the machlokas is on the flip side. We have a psul of shini bailam because it's shalolim nuyov. do I say the psul of Arlis will save you, because now you have an intrinsic psul which removes him from the category of shinui and makes it even worse, and that's not a shinui, so there's no psul in the carbon. Or do I say no, that since Arlis he can remove it, so ho-o means that doesn't remove you from shinui, so now you have the shinui of shalolam nuya. Right, that's what Rashi learns. That's where Arlis is an intrinsic psul. But the Ram doesn't want to learn that way. The Ram wants to learn that, because if you do that, the machlokes is not an essential machlokes in Arlis. In order to make it an essential machlokes in Arlis, so you can't say the question of Arlis is an intrinsic psul, because what are you going to argue about? Of course it's an intrinsic psul. So you have to say Arlis, the psul of Arlis is because it's shalola ochlov, because an orel can't be a bala carbon. And that's why the psul is shalola ochlov. So now, what is the machlokus between Rabba and Rav Chisda? Shalola ochlov, we know already what the parameters of shalola ochlov are. If you do the shchita shalola ochlov, so then the carbon's possible, because you have no bialim. But if you do the shchita in order to do the zrika shalola ochlov, so there we say it's kosher. Why? Because since he's an Eina Ochel, so he's so far removed, so there's no Shinui in the carbon, but he's Eina Yotzi Dechavaso, because insofar as the Bala carbon, there's no Kavana for him to be Yotzi Dechavaso as a Mavia carbon, right? So we know that already. So what's new over here? So the answer, what's new is by Arlus, you have the additional feature that he has the fact that he's an Eina Ochel over here is because he was low mol, and since he can be a mol, so he's an eina ocho with a holo. So now the question is, do I say that this is that since he could be mol, so now you can't say anymore that he's an eina ocho, and he's so far removed that it can't be a shinui, because an eina ocho is not shaykh in the carbon pesach. No, over here he is shaykh because he's yochel lomo, because of hol. So therefore, it'll be a psul of the shinui bailim, of a shinui bailim in the carbon pesach, and that's the machlokes. So therefore, you see that according to the Rambam, how did he? That he wanted to learn. If you're going to learn the sugya is essential with regard to arelim, so you're going to have to say that the question is whether he's so you'll have to base it on the fact that ochlov, because arelim is ochlim, and now you see that if he's an ein ochol, that's an intrinsic psul in the carbon against the rach. Okay, because the rach holds that once he's a monoi, so it's a chal Hashem monoi already, then there's no problem, like I said before. But the Ram disagrees, and the Rambam holds that the if he's a chol b'shashchita, so then there's no din, then it's of course of minu legamri, and it is considered machshavas shini bailam vis-a-vis being yotzi dechavaso. So Reb Chaim is saying that if you're going to learn arlus as essential, you can't learn it as a psul. You have to learn it as a problem of ochlin. Once you learn as a problem, so now you see that a person that's an eina ochol is going to be lo yotzi dechavaso, because as a matter of fact, it's lo yotzi dechavaso and it could be a psul if you use hol. Now the Rambam paskens like Rav Chisda. I'm sorry, so you do say hol, right? So Rav Chaim is saying is like this. So in other words, like, we're saying like this. It comes out now an amazing thing. That if you don't learn like Rashi and you want to learn the psul is direct arlus, so according to the Rambam, it'll come out perfect. That vis-a-vis being a monoi, what's the psul of arlus? Why can't an arlus be a monoi on a carbon? An arl can't be a monoi on a carbon. Why? Because it can't be an ocho. So vis-a-vis, you know, insofar as being a monoi, the psul is that he could. Why don't we say hol over there? That's Rav Chaim's question. Why don't we say vis-a-vis b'shas minui? No, because the answer is there you don't say hol. You understand? Over there you don't say hol over there, because you have to be a monu. Right now is an oral, so it can't be a monu. But insofar as the psul of chavera dumi didei, that's a different kind of a framework. Over there it's a framework of psul. So all you need is that it should be, is that he shouldn't be that far removed that it's impossible. And it's not impossible because of hope. It's an unbelievable. It's an unbelievable. In other words, insofar as being a mummy under carbon, hole won't help you. Because in order to be a mummy right now, you see, right now you can't do it. So he can't be a mummy. He's an oar. But insofar as the psul of what? Of chavera dumyididei, over there it's a question, in order not to be a psul, it has to be not a shinui, which means it has to be impossible for him to be related to the carbon. But no, since by Mila it's possible for him to be Ma'okos of Ho'o, so now it's not impossible. So it's not impossible, so it qualifies for Shinui. And so far as the framework of Shinui is concerned, the Ho'o will help you. But in so far as being a money on a carbon, the Ho'o won't help you. It's an amazing. Basically, the last point of Rechaim, the main idea what he's saying is, and over here you really see the brilliance of what he's saying, is that the Ho'el will help you insofar as the system of what? Insofar as the system of psul is concerned. Because over there we say that really it's not the right person. But why isn't it a shinui bailim? Because we say by Ochlov is not a shinui bailim. Why? Because he's impossible. So if it's impossible, it can't be a shinui. But the whole will make it possible, so it'll qualify for a shinui, so the carbon will be possible. You see, Mashayn can't, Ochlov, over there doesn't qualify, because it's completely impossible. Okay? But insofar as why is Arlis a psul in minui on carbon? Why don't I say whole over there? Over there you can't say that, because when it comes to appointing him, if he's an oral, you can't appoint him. Whole's not going to help you over there. Hol will only be effective in the system of chaveri dumididei. It'll be effective in the system of psul, but not in the system of heksher. You can't say since hol, so now he's kosher. So now he can mind it. That's impossible. Doesn't make any sense. So this was, so now the two halachas of the Rambam work out perfectly. That's the Rambam Beis Halachavav. So he says that's why shachtol mozar gomer l'shem Rambam. Okay. Yeah, shachtol amulim shiskab barelim pasul yesh machshavas l'aram bezrika shachtol la'ochlov lizrog domo shalol la'ochlov at pesach kashav einam yisubei dechavasul finshei machshavas ochlim bezrika. Okay, so that's what he means it can't be machshavas ochlim bezrika. Because why isn't it a psul? Because he's too far removed. But with regard to arelus, he paskins like home, he paskins like a chizda, that it's pasul, because we say chaver edumi today because of hol. But why is there a psul of Arlus Mitchilaso on the carbon? No, because their hole is not going to help you. Because over there you need to be appointed. So the sugya worked out according to the Rambam perfectly, that the psul is the direct psul of Arlus, and not like Rashi says that it's a question of Eina Monoi, but whether the Arlus will save you or not. So that's why the Rambam derived from this halacha the yisod that what? That Bailus is tied to Roy Lachila.